you knowing that you can always turn a passion or an idea into actual money means that you don't have to be one of those people that are middle-aged and miserable in life because they're stuck doing something that they need to do to pay their bills and keep their family fed. Don't do that to yourself. Take this opportunity where nobody is stepping on your neck, nobody's applying that pressure, and apply it yourself. Here for you, whatever you need. Hey guys, welcome back to the Six Figure Side Hustle College Edition. I think this is going to be like the last big one. I'm trying to have more conversational, longer form videos for you without just drowning on working on that. But I think I've covered most of what I wanted to say about the college experience, except for this. And this one is huge. If you are deciding to go to college this year, and even if you're not, you should be working on a side hustle of some sort. College is not going to teach you anything about business. If you're going to college to learn business, you need to go ahead and start your side hustle. If you're going to college to learn psychology, you need to go ahead and start your side hustle. If you are going to college to learn basket weaving, you need to start your... Why? Because every single one of us needs to understand the mechanics that go into monetizing a passion or a product. Your side hustle will do that for you. If you're in college, that means you have an extra few years to not coast, but to invest in educating yourself, to invest in personal growth. That's the whole point of you being there, right? It's like school, but it's more adult. It's college now. But at the same token, you are given that breath to do you. You're given that, like, it's a release of pressure. It's not like the, when are you going to get a job? What? Like, you know I'm in college, Mom. Come on. Come on. So I think that is something that you should take full advantage of and layer on you starting a side hustle while you're doing it. Why? Because this is going to put you in a position where you understand your value. And even if you decide to go into a field where you're always going to be an employee, you understanding what goes into actually running a business, it's going to build up the respect that you have for the position that you are in. And if you have that level of respect, your employer is going to see that. Whoever is the decision maker is going to see that. And it's also going to be reflective in your work. You're not going to be one of these lazy, entitled people that's like, well, actually, this company couldn't run without me. No, that's like. So you taking it upon yourself to build something of your own, it's going to give you a level of respect for whatever position you end up in, whatever you end up doing. It's also going to give you I wouldn't call it a backup plan, but if you learn how to monetize a product, if you learn how to build a product, how to build a social following, and how to turn the attention that you are garnering into actual sales. If you learn how to do that, you are never going to be held hostage by any position that you may find yourself in life. Never. Like for me, yeah, I don't even know if I share this, but I've already started saying this. For me, the ability to, like, I was a stripper. I started stripping after my first year of college and ended like right when I was a junior. But knowing, like, at the end of the day, I don't need this, like, effort. I at the end of the day, I can go and make some money if I need to make some money. Like that, though I don't suggest any of you guys start stripping. But that peace of mind, like, I'm never worried about any position that I find myself in. Ever. Because I know at the end of the day, not that I would go and strip again. But just playing, I went. I built my life to where that's no longer an option. But until I got to this point, knowing that I always had that out, you knowing that you can always turn a passion or an idea into actual money means that you don't have to be one of those people that are middle-aged and miserable in life because they're stuck doing something that they need to do to pay their bills and keep their family fed. Don't do that to yourself. Take this opportunity where nobody is stepping on your neck. Nobody's applying that pressure, and apply it yourself. Do it secretly if you want to. or take advantage of the fact that you are in an ecosystem. You are in a community. A community likes to support its own. So if you are a woman going to college, you should start a hair extensions business. I own a wholesale hair company based in California. It's why there are all these wigs behind me. It's why I'm always talking about hair one way or another. But you should be selling hair extensions. Target the IT girls on campus. Let them know you'll give them a free wig or a super discounted wig in exchange for them letting people know to get the wigs from you. Like, find your local Beyonce, make sure that she's laced up and that she has your business cards, and we'll hand them out. And you guys have a partnership. She's a broke college student that doesn't want to pay for hair every month. You have hair that you want to sell, and you know her attention will sell more hair for you. You of all people should be selling hair extensions. If you don't want to sell hair extensions, that's fine. That's totally fine. But now you need to work on building up that arsenal of skills that will always continue paying off for you. Always in negotiating your contracts for your jobs, in how you conduct yourself, in whatever it is that you choose to pursue. All of that will be helped by you pursuing a side hustle while you are in school. And if you're not in school, you cannot count on a job to keep you fed. You need a side hustle too. That's what this channel is all about. Subscribe if you feel what I'm saying. Comment. And I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace. Charlotte Green, Charlotte Green, pack your bowl with that Charlotte Green, Charlotte Green.